which played a significant role, particularly in Jewish non-Jewish relations. I'm going to focus on two different aspects. One is the general notions and restrictions upon us that are interacting with non-Jews in terms of commercial dealing, particularly, where Dr. Shalom is one, but not the only, halakhic principle that operates. And two, trying to analyze Dr. Shalom for itself. If I was a real Talmud, I would be able to do the tricks that have been told about in a number of different, with respect to a number of different Gedolei Yisrael, that they get a Talmud and someone switched them and they were able to put together a shear on the replaced Talmud Chachamim. I'm not such a big lover. And where I wrote Gittin Das Nun Test on an hour, someone read it as Chav Test on an hour and Chav Test on the day. So the first two Amudim of Gemara that you have are not related to the topic. And since I'm not a big enough Lamedin to somehow relate the subject of Milin and Amshel Shlisha, the Shliach to Da'at Yishalom, we'll just leave it as a mistake. The Mishnah in Gittin enumerates a large number of cases which the principle of Darkei Shalom applies. They do not limit themselves to relationships being Yisrael la'akum. Many of them are internal within Am Yisrael as well. I'll just mention a list of some of them because we'll need them later on when we want to contrast the concepts of Dr. Shalom and Ava, which is one of the fundamental questions that comes up. The Mishnah used the term Dr. Shalom, where he sees harmony. The Gemara and other Takanos use the term Shem Eva to avoid conflict. And the question is, are the two essentially synonymous? Just formulate one positively and the other in negative terms. Or are they two different levels of conflict? If you have a chance to read the article by Rabbi Wurzberger that I enclosed in the Maamar Chomer, he focuses totally on this particular question. We'll discuss it as well. The first din which we learned from Darkei Shalom, Eilu Dvarim Bnei Darkei Shalom, Kohen Rishon, Racharav Levi, Racharav Yisrael Bnei Darkei Shalom. First halacha is that you call a Kohen after the first Aliyah. This certainly has no relevance to the Jewish and Jewish relationships. But it's important because of a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara that we have on the day raises a very clear question that the giving the Kohen, the first Aliyah, should not have anything to do with Dr. Shalom. But that they didn't know right. Is there any Kohen in the room? And they should be aware of it. The Kidashto. We have an obligation to put the Kohanim first in Kol Ram Shem Kedusha. The Gemara quotes different Sukkim, but really irrelevant which of the different Sukkim are brought. It's clear that the obligation to give the Kohen the initial Aliyah is from the Torah. So the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah say this is Yitznei Darkei Shalom, this is our right? Amalei Abayi L'Rabbi Yosei Bnei Darkei Shalom D'Oraisahi. Once the Eruv is right to tell us that we have derived from various sukkim the obligation to honor the Kohen by giving the first Aliyah, and in other ways, why is it called Darkei Shalom? So Yosef replied, Amalei de Oraisa, Umitznei Darki Shalom. Enachinami is the Oraisa, but the explanation for the Oraisa is Darki Shalom. And Abai immediately rejects this with the argument, Kolatora Kula Nami Tznei Darki Shalom. Exists Racher Darki Noam, the Kol Sivotei Shalom. Elama Abai Kidamar, and the Gemara goes through a whole analysis of finding a case where the Daraita would depart. If the following Daraita had the ability to be Mochel with Baba, but Midrabanan, with the Daki Shalom, certainly if it's in the Gemara on Shabbat Yantis, where it's a public setting, and of course, a conflict, people won't honor the Kohen properly, they'll see that he doesn't get the first Aliyah, we require him to make Darki Shalom. And then in the portion of our whole analysis with Manazeh, can you call Tamar Kapha before Kohen on Monday to Thursday, to watch the level Tamar Kapha? That's really not our problem. What the Gemara does is it takes the Daraita and says Darki Shalom is an extension of the Daraita. It applies in those cases where you don't have the Daraita. However, that's Abaye then. Rav Yosef answered differently. Rav Yosef said that if the Daraita is because of Darki Shalom, which implies that Darki Shalom is a Daraita principle which applies in some cases. If once you take a Bayit answer that says the entire Torah is Darki Shalom, that means that Darki Shalom then as a halachic principle from the Torah then becomes meaningless. If it applies to everything, then doesn't have any answer. If one has universal meaning, then it has no meaning at all in the particular. According to the other cases, it has very specific application. Yes.
Maybe you don't need this case because
the
Jewish custom by
Cohen
does not in general any
time practice. You're right. You can't bring a riot from Rabbi Yosef that all the other Darki Shalom are right. In fact, it's quite. You can bring very specific riots. The other cases aren't because we have the machlokes. We're going to get to the zelot. You see, I've kind of showed to the cost. We have a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah. We have a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah whether you Yosef Zayonim or not. It's clearly been like a show. And the machlokes tanakam, the Lubi Kostin says, you shouldn't take him to see the Chesh of the Kostin, but if you take him, you took him. And Rav Yosef says that Midarabon and Yosef Adin. Right, you can force him to court. You see clearly the Gemara of Gedolim is this way. Very difficult to say that Darki Shalom, according to Rav Yosef, is always a Daraita. But if it's a Daraita in one case, then the term is seen differently. Even if the other case is only in the Rabban. Or if you're using the Rabban, if you're seeing the Daraita, there's all kinds of different ways of looking at it. What's important in this question is not whether it's a Daraita or Rabbanim as such, but if you see it as relating to the pasuk as a receiver, as a Daraita, then talking about it as a not just a pragmatic kind of a thing, but a real principle. And if you see it in a Bayi sermon, it says Mitzvah Rabbanim. So one then could say, what they're obligated to say, that it's merely a pragmatic concept. This whole notion, of course, stems from the dinim that comes from Eva, which is a contrasting term. Where there, it seems quite obvious that Eva is clearly a very pragmatic term. For example, and we'll talk more about it later, Messiah, the author of the Eva. The child finds the seer, the father gets it. What kind of venom we're talking about? Machlokes, Machlokes, Agmara, essentially is that I feel Godol, the Tzomach of Shulchan Aviv is considered according to the respect of Halacha. So you see very clearly what's the problem of Eva, that you're worrying that the father is not going to support his child properly. He's going to get angry that the child found something worth a lot of money, and the child puts in his own bank account. And in our concern with the economic welfare of the child, we say, let the father get the material, it's well worth it to the child. And there, in the very fact that even a bottle, the son of a shukhan or of August, he said, the Shia goes to the father, you see, it's a question simply of whether the father's going to economically take it out on the child, not getting the material. If we don't, it's not a halakhic notion of a cotton, whether the cotton has the Shia or not, but simply the fact that this fellow is still has to live with his father's home, the father's supporting him, better give the father something. You see it even more clearly in the dinim of Eva in marriage. You say the Messiah Isha Lavala, the Takana Mishum Zonas. The husband has to provide food for his wife. In return, the Messiah's not in the sea, but actually a dying of Isha. So once that birth, not in the sea, but the actually a dying. With the money she earns, goes to the husband. Why? Because he's feeding her. And she keeps the work, the money that she makes. The husband say, why should I feed you? You have your own income. In fact, we talk to him tomorrow, like Rabuna. Rabuna says that the Isha has the right to say, I'm making more money than the value of what you're feeding me. Fine, don't feed me. And I'll keep my own money, I'll take out. I have a very good job. Right? He's a tell young man, she's working with the program, so she's making a lot of money. So she's got all the money. She says, don't feed me and I'll keep myself. So you see clearly that this is not an overriding ethical principle, but it's a pragmatic monetary argument in order to for economic benefit. And you could have said the harmony of marriage is also a very important halakhic principle. But in the very fact that she can decline it, it's not economically beneficial for her. You see that Eva is truly practicality. We have other applications of Eva, for example, that apply to Jewish, non-Jewish relations. We start in that area. That you get a present from a non-Jew, from an other Chachamim, on the day of his holiday. So the Ikar is not supposed to take it. Because it's acknowledging the Avodah Zarah. However, the Shemeva, because you don't want to be angry with you, because you don't take his present, and he may beat you up, he may react violently, you're permitted. Whole slew of dinim where you're allowed to do things for non-Jews because of Eva. Right? And they all come in the category, one form or another, that you're allowed to be over on some Yisid Rabbanon, that normally would prohibit you from doing something tonight, right? But because of the Eva aspect, the fear of that he's going to react negatively and hurt you, then the Rabbanon permitted you not to keep this to Rabbanon and to do it for the God. And the Eva is quite clearly that. One of the Makaras that I brought down is a Sushiran Bar Bar Matiya. Where there's a whole discussion with a problem of in the midst of Trika Uti'ina. You know, if a donkey is overloaded, one has an obligation either to fix the load in one case, right, to put it on, or to take the load off. So the Gemara distinguishes in discussing the Tzuk from Krika and Te'ina that in the case of Krika there's an element of Tzav Alechayim where they want to take the burden off the Gavni Sankar, overburden. So that's Tzav Alechayim. So therefore it shouldn't matter whether the owner of the donkey is Jewish or non-Jewish. The Tzav Alechayim applies to the animal in any of them. However, when it comes to the midst of Te'ina, helping someone load an animal, well, you're not doing the animal thing. You're only helping the owner of the animal. So there's no element of Tzav Alechayim. So that should apply only to a Yisrael. You should have the obligation, and not to an animal. And we see the obligation to the Akum the Shemeva. So the murder discussion is a Sira and cooking, Sira and Bryce's, so that the boy answers, along with the check. The Islam the Hot Shad Yisrael Takifa Lumataola. The Bryce is the Elbu Kimna the Shemeva, Shiyad Umataola and Kifa Halachi. Very pragmatic argument. When is there a consideration of Eva? When you're worried about the non-Jews. But if set up a society where we have control and the nuggets and the Akum are under us, then there's no need to worry about Eva. What are you worried about? We have the stronger hand. Not my office to rush above. You see from the Rashbah, at least, that Eva is unquestionably very pragmatic. It's not moral scruples. It's enlightened self-interest. Now, is it possible to interpret Darkei Shalom the same way? Or perhaps Darkei Shalom is not merely enlightened self-interest, but it's a real, it's a fundamental truth. Aside from this Gemara of Abaye and Rav Yosef, there are two indications that it's a moral principle. One is the machlokes that I've mentioned already about the Tziyas Tereshot of the Kotel. This is Gemara Samach Aleph on the Aleph. I just want to point it out. Yeah, this one you finally got right. The third attention. The Tzias Kereshot of the Koshon, Rav Yossi Omer Gezel Gomor, Gezel Gomor. That if you take a Mitzvah that belongs to a Kereshot of the Koshon, it's not just Zaki Shom, it's real Gezel. It's real God. The Gemara says, Omer Shizda Gezel Gomor Mijibreyeh. Now, don't even drop on. So, if I'm not the Nino, So what's the machlokes to both the rabbanim between Abiyoti and Kachon? Kachonim who say a principle of Darkei Shalom says that's not enforceable in court. But Abiyoti says that because of Darkei Shalom, the Chazal made it a gezel with the rabbanim, means the gezel with the rabbanim, I can go to court. The Chayyar Shot of a Kotin go to court and get their Mitzvah back. What do we see from this Gemara? Even though the one that says Darkei Shalom seems to be weaker, but it's not enforceable, it also appears that it's a moral principle. If it's a pragmatic argument like Abel, right, a monetary consideration to present the truth, so then it should be enforceable in court. Then the Yossi's argument makes sense. If it's a moral principle, ethical principles are not necessarily enforceable in a legal court. But the one who spells it out most explicitly, of course, is the Rambam that everyone seems to know. And the Rambam is based on the Brisa, as we continue on this page. Torah Bonim is finest in Maniye, Akum in Maniye Yisrael. Umavakin Chole Nochrim Chole Yisrael. I switch from Akum to Nochrim to correspond to the word Nagimara. I should point out at this point, and it's most blatantly obvious, when we'll get to the Gemara Baba Kama about Shar Shalakim 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 Sh where every line in the Mishnah Gemara has a different word used. And you take different Gemaras, the Gemara talks about Shar Shal Nachri, Shar Shal Akum, Shal Kusi, some have Shal Mitzri. Why are Egyptians saying the Chazal say? We're clear because of the censors, certain terms couldn't be used in the substitution. Whenever Kusi is substituted for Nachri, we're in trouble. Because Kusi has very specific halakhic significance, which is very different. So I'm not sure what word to put in. The Nachri Akum is the correct word. The other Rambam takes it. We called him to say Nachum to say Yisrael Medak Yishol. And this is also the Sefer as well as the Braisa that you should provide to the poor of the Nachrim and the Mevaker. Chola, bury them, the steps that they must be even, the Menachem Bavel, the Shalmik was the Menachem Bavel, the Masbid, all these things because of Dar Yishol. The Im Aniye Yisrael, all the Shalim take is not meant literally either way. Either that you have to have Aniye Yisrael in order to give anything before non-Jews, means only if you're giving package deal. You're supporting Jewish poor, I give non-Jewish poor, but that's not how you shall learn it. Nor does it mean that they literally have to do everything together, because the poor then becomes problematic. Because then you can't bury. You're not permitted to bury a non-Jew and a Jew together in the cemetery. You all know about the problem. So in doesn't always mean together with, means just like we have an obligation to provide to the poor Jews, and we have to visit the sick Jews in the same manner, we have an obligation to do it for non-Jews. And extended to the Chosim are determined by the things that you have the Jews. So the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim starts our lesson by talking about when you do Jewish court or do non-Jewish court. Shnei Akum Shabal Fanecha Lodun Bedina Yisrael. Two non-Jews in Israel decide they want to go to the Jewish court. They want to go to the Jewish Rabbinic court. V'rotu Shneim Lodun Din Torah Don. If they both agree, fine. Echad rosa the echad and a rosa, and kofin oto logun ele begin ayah. However, if they don't both agree, there's no reason to force a non-Jew to accept Jewish law if he's in a dispute with another non-Jew. Hal Yisrael v'akum, what's the dispute between a Jew and a non-Jew? And yeish kusli Yisrael begin ayahem, zonin lo begin ayahem. Roman law the nation. The Yates good to Israel, the Dinenu, Zonin law din Torah, Roman law the nation. You're allowed to take advantage. You take whichever system is to our benefit. If the Gaisha system is to our benefit, we say, oh, we'll go to your court. The Jewish system is to our benefit, go to our court. I meant, and not just which Dayan, I mean the legal system. It's not the court, it's us. The court which applies its own law. Now, then the Rambam says, Uriahly, and Uriahly in the Rambam means, in general, the Rambam does not have a mocker, a source. She ain't Osin came again, Toshav. El olam donim lo b'dineihem. In dealing with Ger Toshav in the Rambam here, if the entire question, does the Rambam mean a technical Ger Toshav, or someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noah, whether he's halachically a Ger Toshav or not? The Rambam Shita is that the Ger Toshav requires a Kabbalah to Tezdin. Also, the famous Rambam, who distinguishes between what he does because he believes in Torah and Hashemayim and who has Moshe Rabbeinu or not, and with all the different Yisraels there. And on a more practical ground, the Rambam passes that there can be no Geret Toshav unless there's a yoga. And since there's no yoga of this man out there, there can be no Geret Toshav. What about when the Rambam uses the word Geret Toshav here? Does he mean a literal Geret Toshav or someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs and they know? Why should I think he doesn't mean literal Geret Toshav? Because he contrasts it in the next halacha with Yaakov. He's contrasting the Geret Toshav with an Akum. And assuming that the Rambam wasn't censored, and Akum to the Rambam means a real Akum, the Oveh Kapakim Azalor, so then if Geret Toshav would have to be limited to someone who accepted the Bezdin, the status of the Geret Toshav, then you've got a whole slew of people that fit for the crack, right? Fall in between. I'm not going to discuss that question further now. Just mention that a similar question comes up in different philosophy. The Rambam talks about Mokoma, why you fight a Mokoma, and what kind of people you can attack, and what demands the Jews can make upon them. And there's an article that Rav Amital wrote in the Chanukah and Halacha Shavuot of this year. They haven't had a Sunday in Gush, he brings it home. When he discusses the Mechemet Rishut, and he deals with the question of what about dealing with non-Jews in that context who believe in God, or believe in monotheism. Since the Rambam seems to be inconsistent, we talk first about the purpose of the Mechoma, it's to spread the faith, the belief in monotheism. And then the Rambam in Mechemet Rishut talks about a king doing it to enlarge the kingdom. No? Simply for his own sake. How do you balance the two? And he quotes there of his own Ish and the Rav Kook, both of whom seem to apply in that case, and probably here also, the Geret Toshav does not mean a technical Geret Toshav. It means someone who accepts the seven Shiva Mitzvahs. Of course, this is a great significance in dealing in Jewish-non-Jewish relationships today, depending on how one wants to look at people in terms of keeping the Sheva Mitzvah. Particularly with the moral problem of the Irish, no one would see the adultery as a criminal. In any event, the Rambam continues, the Chen Yirali, Shinoakim and Geretosha of the Derek Eret, Uchmila Tatsodim Ki Yisrael. When it comes to the Geretosha, whichever Geretosha we're talking about, one has to treat him identically with a Jew. Sherei Onim Yitzuvin Lachyosa. Shinema Ragera Sheva Sharefa Tisinana Ra'ofa. In terms of the Vela, right? You give it to the Geretosha and you sell it to the Nachas. Which may imply that the technical Geretosha is here, but I said that question still is open. The Zesha Abu Kakon may coping land trust. If you don't repeat Shalom, what I'm repeating is tomorrow, you may see later. But Akum will love a Geretosha. Akum will Akum, Silu Kakon in Lavaka Kolehem. The likvah may say in Yisrael Yisrael, the lefaneis aniyeyem bechlau aniyeh Yisrael, with neidak yishol. Harei ne'emar, tov Hashem lakol, v'rachamov al kol ma'atot. The ne'emar, drachar adachay no'am, chil nefibosea shalom. And the Mepharshim takes the fact that the Rambam quotes these two psukim, as implying that it's not equivalent to Bnei Eva. Bnei Eva, which is a very technical, pragmatic kind of thing, would have nothing to do with Tov Hashem Lakom, Rakham Baba Kom Nazar, or Joshua Dachin Nam Kom Siva Seh Shalom, which Abayi says is an underlying principle of Kulat Tara Kula, right? Against Rav Yosef. underlying principles are akula, which means that there's an underlying moral commitment that we have to treat the world with rachamim, because I've got a Baruch Hu does. The simplest explanation of the Rambam is that it would come under Mahu Abasa. In Teo Deo, to imitate the pattern of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he told Hashem Lachol Rachma Bakam Matzav, by implication, we have an obligation to do so as well. And in fact, people Chachamim is just the particular detail of Chachamim, so the concept is the right to come. So to the Rambam, it's a moral principle. That moral principle does not prevent it from saying that you have dealing with the Jew and the non-Jew. You can pick the court, the legal system that's more favorable to the Jew. It's interesting. There is a moral obligation, but there are limitations to it. That perhaps can be best understood as the Rambam, which I didn't bring down, on the Gemara of Shar Sha'akum, Shinaga Shal Yishal Yisrael, where the Rambam takes a Gemara, which we all are familiar with, which I brought in when I was a Torah. The Gemara that was the Chesem and Aleph of Rabbi Kama, Amar Rabo, Amar Kro, Amar the Mode Eret, Ra, the Yate Goyim, Ra, Shev, the Mitzvah, Shekibba, Lehem, Menor, Kibin, Shlokimu, Amar, the Hite, Memonam, the Yisrael. The Gemara puts various sukkim to say, since the nations of the world didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvot, they know us. Somehow their money is forfeit to the Jews. And the Rambam takes this Gemara and gives a variation in his explanation of Allah. When the Rambam tells Allah, well, the Rambam says that it's a knas because the nations of the world do not obligate themselves to watch their animals, and they do not take responsibility for the damage, for the hazard caused by their animals. Therefore, we make it smart that they have to pay us the full amount. It was really both guys should be part of the Dreyeu and Dachim. It's like we're part of it, they should be part of it. The knas, they don't watch their animals. Which would imply that in a society where they watched their animals, where there was a legal restriction upon it, the Rambam wouldn't have said it. There's some notion in the Rambam though of reciprocity. They treat you like a man, you treat them like a man. They treat you terribly. You're not going to be any nicer to them in consequence. As long as I mentioned the Gemara and Baba Kama, that's very good because you get the various other sheets. Since to make the senses happy, this particular Gemara, the Gemara itself says, this Mishnah was a problem for the Jews speaking the time of Chazal. How about the Roman Emperor sent the two representatives to check out the Torah, and they were happy with everything they saw except this particular Mishnah, that it's unfair. Right? The Gemara itself discusses it. On this, our last Gemara, we suddenly have, surprisingly enough, the Gemara has put the size of the play of the Almanac quotation to Shishim Kuvetta. You don't find it very often in most of the months. Yes, she comes off. Question, you can find it in the And here the Gemara quotes the Meiri. The Meiri, who says a double argument. Mashma the call, Shemakainin Sheva Mitzvot. Dinam et plenu, ki dinam et plum. The first argument for the Meiri is the Rambam's argument. Right? They keep it, we keep it. Right? Reciprocity. We treat each other, if they treat us like mentioned, we correspond. This is not, of course, the famous, unique argument for the Meiri. This argument almost adheres in the Gemara. Unless you say, under the Yatsugayim, it happened at one moment, it doesn't matter from then on. Whatever they do, which is the other possibility. And there's Nishita on the side of the place. And then, the Mir gives his own argument. The Ata in Saraklama, the Umota, Zuraos, the Darke, Hagatos, and the Muslim. The famous position of the Miri which the Miri says not once but all over Shah, that all the laws that deal with Achim only apply to those people that are not civilized, that don't keep religion. Right? Dark is religion, Nimrod is civilization, but deal with civilized people, drop the whole thing. In fact, the Miri and Avodah Zarah turns the majority of Masechta as irrelevant. Let me say, where the Miri got this from is a question you have to ask the Jewish historian. I tried, and I have not gotten yet a very good answer. Because the Miri said it with certainty. And you know, as the Rambam wants to say, you just had the Rambam. The Rambam wants to distinguish between treating an Akkum and a Geret Harishon. And the Rambam doesn't have a marker. The Rambam says you are of it. It seems to me that we refer to Akkum and not Geret Harishon. The Miri, they say, who takes a much more radical position, doesn't have to be a Geret Harishon, doesn't have to be someone who keeps religion, a civilized individual. Right? And to apply it systematically. Systematically, all these halachas saying they don't apply, the Meiri does not quite a thought, never says he wrote a leaf, and never seems to have any hesitation.
The Marshal, the same time we get the Marshal in the Gemara, it seems to be his understanding of the concept of Shem Mitzvah, it means Mimusim, and that's us.
If it's so obvious to you,
it is.
All I'm pointing out is that it's the Shita which is not found in any earlier Rishon that we know of, and we already have Bar Mitzvah. How many have been that Bar Mitzvah? Alright, there's a tradition in Provence, we don't have the early Rishon that we know of. But my namesake, Rabbi Blau, is putting out the Hashlama, and he's got a whole group of Rishon, many of them are Bar Mitzvah. Before the minute, you don't say. Maybe we haven't gotten all of them yet. I'm just pointing out that this Miri, which is very important, quoted everywhere, and I'm not going to disagree with it, but it was Vishkidish, which the Miri says, as a double crossword, and we still don't know exactly what it's going to say. Yeah. Yes, a lot is known. And one of the topics that it dealt with, yeah.
It's interesting
when
you're
I don't know. No, but he couldn't name him in a Chaj.
I'm sorry?
He might name him in a Chaj.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a good question. It could be, but the Rambam never uses the term. I mean, the Miri, he says it many, many times. And he doesn't equate it to Geret Harishon.
It's because the Miri is referring, I mean, like in Avodah Zarah, he talks about people who are not observing the conditions that are.
Okay. Then Avodah Zarah can check the Miri that they're okay with clean from the people who don't appreciate it. You find also here other things here. The Yomit in Thomas and Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Rabbeinu Yomit in the first one. Ra Klomar, Ra Shav Zoyin, Le Ra Lehem, Chashudim, Al Kol, Shem Zuzim, Shem Mitzvot, Choshvim, Shem Mitzvot, and Mazirim, Yitzorat Acheyem, Yitzika, Nosu Makotim. Because of our Zivu and our Zayin Umot, Zivu and Mazachai and Kol Vashom. The Yonathan Rath interpretation is that the whole Gemara is Zivu and Umot. They've been talking about other guys. Which is so much difficult to apply to the Mishnah, because since we passed this in the time of Sancheiros, Jubel Kolumbos, right, that you can no longer have a problem with someone coming on and saying, I come from Amos, can you be Megayarim? a Jewish girl, we say there is no longer anyone from Ammon and Moab, or from any particular nation, because the Assyrians went and took people and mixed, took people into Gaulis and mixed the nations up, we don't know who's who anymore. So to say that the Mishnah here and the Gemara here is talking about the original Shiva to Ummim is somewhat difficult, but the solution is that the Yaritim is doing better. Okay. I want to go, before going back to the question whether Dr. Shalom, the other Shalom is a slave to the Hebrew or not, and the Wurzburger certainly assumes that there are many do, even though it's not clear how we say it explicitly, they seem to just interchange the two. I want to get to the question of dealing with non-Jews a little bit first, and then with perhaps Jewish blacks, I'll get back to Dr. Shalom and Ava. What I did, something early people couldn't have done, is take advantage of the fact that other people do work for us. In seeing whether Dr. Shalom and Ava are similar, different concepts, now what one has to really do is take out the Encyclopedia Talmudis at the Ava, list everything okay. One side of the page. Do the same for the Encyclopedia Talmudis and Dr. Shalom. And then one can simply compare them and see if they're talking about are they identical concepts or different concepts. Or sometimes things be similar, sometimes things be different. But doing that will take us away from the focus of our non-Jews. Because the terms are not restricted. Neither of the two are restricted solely to our relationship with non-Jews. So I want to focus a little bit further on non-Jews. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Kama, take it back, and the Sukhya of Gevel Akum, maybe this one didn't make it either. It was done last minute-ish for me. No, it's not here either. The Gemara has a whole discussion of whether Gev is cooked. I wrote it down in my Mamakom, which is not the question. That's what I had a chance to put it in. Cooked and Gimel. Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do I get it? Yeah, I've got it. After the Rambam. The Rambam of the Gemara in the beginning. Oh, when it's very halach of the Rambam has quoted. It's a bottom of Kishi Gimel Amid Aleph, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Yisadmer, Yisrava Knani, Amir Shabal Vadid. In Matayoko, Zakei, Vidin Yisrael, Zakei. The Amorlo Kach Dinei. The Dinei Knanim, Zakei. The Amorlo Kach Dinei. The Vlau, Born of our Barkeithen. You can even trick him. Rabbi Shmuel, keep on the aim, but on the Keithen, the Kiddush Hashem. You can't do the Kiddush Hashem. The Chil Hashem after. The word Tani, Kiddush Hashem, Allah Kiddush Hashem. Born Goyim, the Gezel, Akum Yishori, Matanya, Shimon David Yadar Shem Akiva, Shimon Yisrin, Zayin Gezel Tani, Shimon Yisrin, Shimon in the Torah. The Torah talks about what happens when a Jew is sold to be a slave to a non-Jew. If you calculate the amount of years till Yosef, because all of what the Jews is about go out to Yosef, the importance of the Torah in a couple of minutes. And if he pays, let us say, $49,000, and it's the first year from Yosef, that means the 49 years, $1,000 is per year. If after 20 years you can redeem him, then you pay the non-Jew back $29,000. So the Gemara says, if you're allowed to steal from a non-Jew, so why are you paying him back the $29,000? Obviously, get the lock of the dust. So the Gemara tries to get out of it. The Gemara says, Jim on days, I'm a jealousy for Kasha, Harvest, Nani, Harvest, get a Tosha. No, that case is told when a Jew is sold to a Ger Tosha that you have to deal with him honestly. But if it's sold to a Kanani, then you can jump. Yes, we are. I'm like a buyer, but a buyer that does exist. Lo lechor, lo ger shnem, lo ger, lo ger tzedek, lo ger tosha, nem, lo ger tosha. Mishpachas ger, the other Gepard is quoting a, right? Gan shu omer, o lo akir, da nimka, lo lechor. Ela, me rog lo kasha, kam lo zelo, kam lo skor, kam lo akir. And then a whole discussion whether if Gezel is also can get out of not paying a debt, maybe other things are mutter. But the Gemara takes as a source of Gezel also the doctor from this whole discussion of having a Jewish soul to a guy. In fact, even stronger than that, because it tells even soul to work for a Gezel Zohar. The Gemara here doesn't say why does the person who says Gezel also is mutter do with this part. The Gemara means raising. Toast is not going to see a dog. The advantage of living up here. It's two pages later. This is in the Dapioni a few days ago. And I was preparing this year and it's back home. The Gemara in Bar Mitzvah is dealing with the din of feeding a worker. If someone works for you, you have to allow him to eat while working under certain conditions, depending what kind of work he's doing. He's working on the field, etc. The Gemara there talks about what I said, God. The Gemara says, El Mandam again for Kuti Mutter. And you see again, Kuti doesn't mean Kuti here, it means Doctor. The Tosh is there, said the Kuti is Kuti Taiva, but the Mach. The Kashi Lach 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 But a fifth in the Gemara there, that only the one of the witnesses says, I don't have to pay back the debt. But the mamish steal no one says. And when we read, the time comes out. Kada, he can show you the lock of mamish. There's no other Gemara about the steal later on. There's a man down there. Just get lock of his mutter mamish. The Toma, the man down there, get out, put the mutter. By all the days of fraud, the T-shirt in Cornelia. I have a prospect is against it, right? The prospect is the commandment in Babakama courts. Rashidim goes about to the doctors in Cornelia, Shal Yiglom, or Lash Layavo, Lashbaki. The Darshan Rashi is going to be a doctor, he asks him. The leg of him is really the cry of the Shiyadam Kifa Al Atmam. Remember, I brought up the question. Thank you very much. I brought up the question in the Rashba. We talked about Ava, where the Rashba says that Ava only exists when the Akum is independent, so when he's under our control. There is no concept of Ava. So Tosis brings that possibility up on a Doraisa level now. Perhaps that's how to understand the pasuk in the Torah, the pasuk in the Torah talks about the chishav in Kanei, and tells us reject it on a very simple ground, because if the Akum was independent, so then the Jew would not get out to the Yovel either. They don't have a notion of Yovel, since the pasuk is all based on the assumption that comes Yovel, the Jew is certainly going to get out. The only question is buying him back from slavery before Yovel, earlier. So obviously you must be talking about a case where Jewish law prevails. Otherwise, where did Yovel come? The Lekala name is really the Krah, Irish Shiyogam Takifal Aksion. The Intain, Hechi Koma Krah, the Yotu Yovel. Hechi, Yotu Yovel, Alal Kusil, Alini Chenem Lotus, Rash Pagay, Alal Yovel. The Shlomer, the Hechi, the Ikachil Hashem, Moded the Osir, Shahakusil, literally Akron, Batach Allah, the Nathan of Kol Shchoro, who chil Hashem or Yotze the Chazaka called him a Yotze. The notion that everybody admits that Gezel Akum is Asif is chil Hashem is a Gemara in Baba Kama. I didn't have to quote the Tosfos to tell us that. The Chiddush in the Tosfos is that Tosfos takes a concept which is normally very difficult to quantify. When is it a chil Hashem? In this case, that case. I don't think it's a chil Hashem. You can give it a chil Hashem. How do you prove it? And puts it into the pasuk and says that a case, any case, where a non-Jew paid for Jewish slaves, he put out his money, and therefore he relied on getting his work, working the slave from his money, to steal the Jewish slave and free him from his captivity without paying the Obed Kalchotis, the money he is owed is an automatic choice. That's the thing. Right? I just have difficulty in figuring out which cases become not choice once you apply it. But it would appear that the person put money out for something to show his goodwill, to take advantage of him when he made a commercial dealing, showed his trust in dealing with Jews, is an automatic shilusha. And if that becomes applied under the right the level, I think that has significance. Yes? Okay. That's true. But that is, we'll get into the whole question how people understand comes to Gemara soon, that most people don't have that notion. The non-Jews certainly don't need that notion.
No, if
you're talking about Jewish society, right? Just like the way open. Yeah, good. He means that the assumption is that the hearing in the sale is a buyback clause, that they were told or not told, and here's once the halacha is that way, then here's in the original sale. In general, applying the notion in dealing with non-Jews of the various Gemara, which seems to imply that one can mislead them under certain circumstances and not, is a very complex, problematic topic, which has been discussed by many. Of course, a good percentage of discussions are apologetic. For example, as the three-day age, not in the three-day, but in an essay, in a collection of essays of Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg called Lefrokim, has a whole essay dealing with this particular question, because apparently in the I know it was 1912 or 1914, some German anti-Semitic group got access to a long list of cases where the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that one can treat a non-Jew unfairly, or less moral and ethical constraints in teaching a Jew. Also, for some reason, very far from how we treat the motion. The people tell the government. And the anti-Semitic paper published the sources. See how the Jews ate the non-Jews, all these things. And the Chi Yaakov Weinberg wrote an answer. And the answer, which relies heavily on the Meiri and on the Rambam, gives the impression that the Jews of the Meiri and the Rambam are everyone's Jews. Which is what I meant by being somewhat apologetic. It's quite clear it's not the Jews of all Rishon, or even all of Jews. Because the Shulchan Aruch was the printed, Chabad was the bothered, my mom. It's not going to apply. The Rambam, in Perish and Shnayot, on Caleb, and why is there a good question? It's the source in between the Gemara and Baba Kama and the Gemara and Baba Nasir. I think I'll write it for a second. Hey, back in the day. All these, my list here is the address. These potatoes are qualifications. The Rambam, the Hebrew Caleb, Herod Zion, Herod Bay, Mishnah Zion, in the middle, says Kosh against the Shanishbo Yitzhak, I'm talking about a coin that got rubbed off, partially rubbed off, and the risk is that someone's going to take this coin and pass it off as a valid coin. People are not going to see, looks enough like a coin. Question, can you use it for another clay? Because you have to throw it away to ensure that it's not misused. So if you make it into a bracelet, there's no risk in it. The Rambam said, the kosh came to the shtamish for a yitzah for a tzav b'chodesh. The zeh she yidnu hamon. The ksas me'echidim. Ksas me'echidim, not just the nefes. The panic comes from the chachomim thing. Shezot ha'atom u'teret in Rav Bechonim itor v'dat ha'amiti ona Hashem Yitzbarach v'din kinyano b'mocha atma v'chonim ola v'chonim atma k'v'gobel the sage omra v'choshim k'v'neiv v'v'zal yom etc. He quotes this case and continues and says that it's Arthur the Torah al Gedeshav Zuchom Kal Vuchom al Gedeshav Yisrael Chayim in a Muter Vardai Vigadvami Ramol Sonol Svakitna al Vikachodim. You can't fool them because they're the Stata Vietzizasa that's the Dasha of Vuchom Kulin Vakoshkein Vidaber Sheyucha Lohu Yedeshav Hashem Shizehu Chay Godol the Hagala Adam Shkunas Rawls, and of course the person has bad qualities. The Eilu Rawls Kula Masher, Vishu Yisayev Atam, Yisayev Otsam, Amaki Tarvash Hashem, and Okacha Kalote Eile, Kalote Adam. The Raman goes into a whole discussion talking about you can't mislead a guy if I'm because they understand. And Zeh Zakum is also in Koshken, it's in Kampasol Hashem. And not only is it Asur, but it's a Toeva. It's under the general rubric of Zeh Hashem Kol Ose Eiv. I just read it. Five Osam Yisab Osam, meaning those things, Yisab Osam, those who do them, like I said, Oseya. Omar, Ki Toavat Hashem Elokecha, Kol Ose Ewa, Kol Ose Oda. Mr. Rambam applies to fooling a non-Jew. Rambam is rather school. He didn't have Mr. Rambam. Amongst the Achronim, the one who talks about this is the Noda Yehuda. Not the one with Shubit, but in a comment printed in the beginning of the first line of the Noda Yehuda. Called his Snatchwat Hamachaber, which I. Some of the things I thought of after I gave him the Hamachaber. Omar Hamachaber. For no doubt, his far saying, the Chol Hamachaber is the Shahiyyi. Shani Magir Umochiach, the Rove Hadrashos the Rabbin. Leah Nizam the Old, the Kvo, the Umot, Hashem is Manenu. ואנחנו חוסים בארצותיהם, מדינותיהם, וחיובים אנחנו מצפל בשלום המלוכים והשרים וחלותיהם. Okay. The note you just said, and take it even as an exaggeration, right, that it is well known in all the places that I've been rabbi, that I warn and give perchocha to the people in most of my public drushes. Maybe that's the exaggeration. Most of the drushes. Not here, I don't have any drushes. And most of the public drushes that the people should be nice to non-Jews were Cholilu Lanu Lios Kfuyei Tovo Asher Heimah Mesivim Mimano Venosan Lanu Nichya B'Sheris Baruch. There's a very fact that the non-Jews allow us to live in their country and they let us be part of their society, and certainly after come to those countries they let us be full citizens, we have an obligation of our oath to be decent with them, to be concerned with the welfare of the state, to be patriotic. Umodia ki ein chiluk klal ki zezela v'gneva v'imamon so Yehudi the Mammon shall not read Otsubla Zigla. Can Lava should know who Kola Gamamon Shalena Yudhi. Says, there's no distinction, Isla Zigla, there's no who, between Jewish money and non Jewish money, and he quotes the Rambam in both cases, the Rambam says so. Can you quote the Shulchanor? The name is Zen. Hooray! Move on to Arthur Ligzal or Lignov Eitel Nachri. That's to the Nachri, meaning an idol worshiper, because the Choma Umot Shel Manenu, Shanachni Yoshin the Sochom, Shema Ma'aminim the Ikre Hadam. Interesting. His criteria is not quite the Miri's, doesn't quote the Miri, nor is it quite Shivamitsu. It's fundamental, what we consider fundamental religious belief. Shema aminim the Briata Olam, umaminim the Nvuat Hanaviim, the Choranisim, the Flaws, the Tsubim, the Torah, the Tifa Nevi'im. He refers to the Christian, meaning the from Christian. You know, I would use the word evangelics, but he didn't have any of these. I mean that. I mean the angelic that we have in this place. Those, he said the Christians believe in the Bible. Right? They may believe that they placed us, etc., etc., but they believe in Tarim and Hashemayim, they believe in who has Moshe Rabbeinu, they believe in creation, all the fundamental religious beliefs. In Cain, פשיטה ופשיטה שאנחנו מחויבים לחבדם ולנחם. לכן נמח להתמודיע. לא על חיבורי זה בעובד על המחלת, אלא בכל מוקם שלהם בשום חיבור. והגנאי על עקום על גויים, ופוסיק יוצא בשם חלולו, והציטה לפייר של אומס הלאו שבזמננו, פרש הוא תורה, מפרש לא קדש של תורה, כבונו על אומס הקדמונים, שהם מאמינים בכוכבים מהדולות, וסף.
Prague,
in the late 18th century, had a grandfather, the Prague was something too. No, there was a rumor that he had a lot of shots. He doesn't discuss about the Zara's problem. Interestingly, the nose of the Yehuda is the one who argued on this whole Shikos notion. The assumption that the Catholics, that Christians are not out there by the Zohar, the Shittus, combining Kashbif and Kashbaf with another God, is only up to the Jews and not non-Jews, so now he has a different shot. He does not have to about the four people. They're not about the Zohar. Now, it is possible to say that he did it because of the census. See, this is the problem. Any statement that's positive to God would say, our God might be different. One can always say, was not said with a full heart, but was said out of their circumstance. He had to say it, you know, they were on our back. They were checking up on him. However, it is difficult to do so. First of all, because he says, I mentioned it so many times in all my drushes. And every study of the Yehuda, biographies of the Yehuda, all point out that it was a recurrent theme of this. Now, let's assume they all took it from this one source. And this one source wasn't really meant. It's difficult to imagine that he either said it 100 times, or as a fraud, or that he wrote that he said it so many times and really never did it. So it's much more logical to assume that at least the Nose of Yehuda certainly meant it. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone else said the same thing as the Nose of Yehuda. Well, no. See, if he would have restricted himself to Lo Signo of Yisrael, that's the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. It's clear. He looked at the Mechavga, the Nasa, the patriotic. That's quite a step beyond that he can't steal from him. I mean, I may not steal from someone, doesn't mean I have to respect them and honor them. Be patriotic, they shouldn't steal. There's a much higher level of kind of commitment involved. I do want to bring to your attention, before I get back to Dr. Solomon Abel, before my voice goes out, sorry, at least one of the Gemara that talked about how negative the Goyim are. To understand the balance, besides the Gemara in Baba Kama, which talks about Hitzim and Monam, the Israel, because they didn't keep the Shiva Mitzvah, the other Gemaras, which talk about the Akum or the Goyim, it's not clear, as being not trustworthy, and that we should not give them even merit. I think one such Gemara in Baba Basra, because you get two things for the price of one. Because the Gemara and the Ashura Mitzvahs, they the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his Talmidim, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Talmidim, Na, Hine, Bona, Mahu Sh'amar HaKosur, Tzedoka Terome in Goy, V'chete V'umim Chatos, they have a whole slew of pshatim. All of them come out that tzedakah to Roman goy, refer to which guy? Yisrael. But v'chesed umim chatosh refers to Masa'ori. Why? So Rav Lezer says that v'chol chesed umim chatosh called tzedakah v'chesed she'umas odik alkav m'osin chetulah she'enam osin el eskadel bo. First shot. And he quotes the Selazel Tzaka Bishloshi Yechyu Vinei. Hareza Tzadigomu. The person gives Tzaka on condition that good things will happen to him. He's a Tzadigomu. Why? Because we assume that the Jew needs to give the Tzaka even if he doesn't accomplish his purpose. Even if his son dies, he doesn't regret the giving of the tzedakah. But the guy, or the akum, whoever this might be referring to, does it only because he's going to get something in return. If he wouldn't get it in return, he wants his money back. And then the Gemara quotes other psukim. Other pshat in the same pasuk. Rabbi Shua says, "She'inan osin ela kidei shetimashaych malchusa." They do it just as chusim. And when Gamliel says, "She'in osin ela mitziyayev him," who's a gaiva, right? He says, "Rabbi Mozoi, the best shot." He says, "Kol tzoka b'chesed she'akum osin chaytu lehem she'in osin ela charei posan." That's all done to make the Jews look bad. And then there's another shot. But then the Yochanan ben Zakkai asked that all these Tanoim have said that you have to look at the favors, the mitzvahs of the guy in the negative life, either their motives are impure, or they do it to hurt us, worse than impure. They're out to make us look bad in comparison. The Rav Mizraki himself says, "Kishem shachatas mechaperes by Israel, kach tzedakah mechaperes to himself." The difference in Rav Mizraki says, no. That he learns about it completely differently, and that the stock of Jerusalem goes for the Nazi Israel. God means just like Karbi Chakas in Kafar for Israel, for non Jews getting stuck up in Kafar. We are right after in the Gemara, Ifra Hormiz, Ema the Shura Malka, Shradra Alva Meir Zinre, the Kamedir of Ami, Lokiblin. She gave him money for stock. The mother of the king, or the, whoever was the head of a certain unit of government in Babel, gave money to the Jews for charitable purposes. Ravina refused to take it. Shazrinu kamei the Rava kipakiplinu, Mishum Shalom Malchus. And Rava took it to have harmony with the government, not Darki Shalom Malchus. Shama Rav Ami Ikvid, Rav Ami was upset. Omer Lesley, the Yodesh Sira Ishoverna. Nashim Rosh Hira, so seven. Rav Mishim Shalom Malchus. And Rav Ami didn't get to give it to Gaisha Chari, next to the Jews. Said, why did the Gemara say, don't take the tzedakah from the non-Jew? Why? You're prolonging the golus. The more merit the non-Jew has, the longer the shivud of the Jew is. Right? When his merit's going to be out, he won't have a right anymore to keep us under his jurisdiction. So you see that there are gemaras which one view even the mitzvahs of a non-Jew in negative light. Two are concerned with giving the non-Jews any merit because they'll simply maintain their hold upon us longer. When that gemara then refers to Akum, our creation, again you have the old problem. I bring it up because the issue of how to interact with non-Jews revolves around many sources, not just those that I selected. I don't want to be selective and present one side of a picture. And the notion of reciprocity, which came up in the Rambam, came up again in the Meir, and the notion of how civilized the non-Jews are, and our perceptions of them as how they deal with us, and as we see them as civilized or not, we certainly have been affected by the Holocaust. Can it help explain some of the wide disparities in attitudes that take place today? I want to move back to the question of Dr. Sholem and Abel. It may not give as broad an issue as I'm dealing with non-Jews, but I think that if we look and compare, perhaps on our own, we could see if the two concepts are the same or different. Let me start with an interesting case of Shemeva. If you have a Ruvei Chatzeros ma'arving the Pashleim of a Lobe Prusa Mishameva, the Eir Chatzeros, you have to take a full path rather than having a little piece because of Machlokas. Come to Machlokas, take a little one line here. You have a similar Halacha, which back to Eruvei Chatzeros, mentioned in the Mishnah we learned from Gittin, the one that we didn't get from the Talmud, because of the confusion of numbers, where it says, where the Mishnah says, Bayit Shiragilim Laniach Balma Eruv, של עירוב חצרות אין שנוסו ונתננו בבית אחר נדר כשול. If they always took the air, put the air in one house, you can't take it and switch houses to the dar kishol. So the Gemara in Gittin that was set in his day, he discusses it. He says, I find I bahu shipura shipora that when he called a Rabbi Yehuda, the self a Rabba, the self a Rabbi Yosef, the advice of a Rabba. So the whole question of what shipura was the shofar, or it was a charity box that moved from one house to another house, from one shiv to another. So you see that there's no ikavo to some that belong to one or somebody else. The Gemara says no. Dr. Sholom is because of Kshat. If we used to do something in someone's home and we stop doing it, right, that produces suspicion. Suspicion that this fellow is not reliable. Suspicion that this fellow is dishonest. Are there very disrupting in the Sholom and what the Kshat is? But it's suspicion. Now, one can look at these two Gemaras and say it's the same thing, but it seems to me that they're not. The first case in Shemaim, you don't want Machlokas. The second one, which already has the notion of that an individual will be unfairly suspected chashad already means that Dakei Shalom possesses within it not just pragmatic, but a concern with human dignity. What is even stronger, Yerushalmi says, the whole takana of a Ruvei Chatzeros to the Dakei Shalom. Some shouldn't say to make a Ruvei Chatzeros when you already made Shitufei Mevav. So the error, the shachot there is really included in the mabul, the next step. The Miri says no, it means the whole takana, ikur din eru chaseros, was made because of Dakei Shalom. Right? That people can, with, and the Gemara of Shammai tells a story, because he went to eat something out of his house, and there was the eruv there, and they came, they found out how much they liked each other. It sounds very much like the promoting of harmony in the people, which is a higher level than preventing a fight. To make it takana d'rabbanan, a veruvei chaseros, so people would go to people's homes on Shabbos, and they'd eat at other people's homes, carry stuff to each other. It's to promote the harmony in the community. I can't prove it, but if you compare it to the scenes, let's try the other one. For the cases I mentioned before, Yishmeva, with respect to Matthias no lovers, or Mike Medesh of Ishalabala, Mataha, Matthias of Ishalabala, A, prevent arguments in the marriage. It's, yes, if you have an argument, you're promoting harmony, but it's always a quid pro quo. Right? She's getting X, he gets Y. He gets X, goes the other way. Adam, I'm a kaddish for the chot of ain't data, or tzut ishto, but I'll come to say, and then shemeva. Because, she'll feel very invidious. He's been giving away her clothes. Revenge fight. Now, you do have, according to God, Shavar, and you're all day according to God, Shemeva. You don't have two kinds of dollars when you fight. Right? It's a real situation where there will be an argument and you're preventing an obvious sort of argument. The other case is where you maminim amei ha'aretz al taro jayin shemen l'kav ne'yodim jayin zoshim shemen l'nochor, and there the Marcha says, because you don't take their kavanos, because you think that they're tamei, and the yayin is tamei, so make their own bubbles. Again, very pragmatic. And we have a greater problem. You don't want people making their own altars all over the place. Therefore, we'll trust them more than we normally would, that their wine and their oil is gone. Similar cases, if after Tanaisis, if you give a Tanaya, you didn't get an answer, you know, you need to share a Shalom. We have the same thing with Tisha B'Av. Someone gives you Shalom Aleichem, and they Eva you. Because you've been insulted. Eva seems to apply to cases where the other individual will either be hurt or insulted and might take it out. That seems a pattern. Let's look at the case of Dakei Shalom. We mentioned some of them. In Dini Maminis, it's also in the Mishnah, and gives up in the Testament days. Varju Karev La'amo Mismalei Risho. The pit that's closest to the stream of water, the irrigation ditch, gets the water first. He says that that's Machlokin. Right? Sound like the Kayev. Or, but here, it's not that there's a specific individual. It's setting up a system, a more harmonious system. Mitziat Cher Sheikh, the Shelter of a Carpenter, from Gevli, Dr. Shalom. On Yamanaki, Rosh Hazayas, Umashia Zaytim Shashikha Allah Oren. That the Ani is taken down the, olive tree, and he's throwing them down, the shikra. He didn't do a kinyan, he knocked them down. He never made a mitzvah kinyan. But technically, he doesn't own it. He didn't make a kinyan. The other Ani on the ground comes to fix him up, makes the mitzvah kinyan in his water. Not Dak Yishon. Right? Again, you could say it's preventing a fight, but there's some sense of justice involved. The poor man is banging him down from the tree. Technically, he didn't make a kinyan. You have a student in Kedushim at Ani Amahapik B'chalor, the beginning of the third parak. Concern, even though technically the fellow doesn't have legal rights, morally has rights. Now, what do you do with the Shein and Halacha? The Sheret Isha Mechavita Akshud Al Ashriyat Nova B'kabeir B'chayim B'chayim. Say Daki Shalom, Isha's coming to Shalom, Isha Tamarit, not the bear of Bora, but the Kenneth, the Kenneth, even the Daki Shalom. In these cases, would seem to be similar to the Amaret cases. We had Shemeiko, right, but we trust the Amaret, here we also trust the Amaret. Interesting that the defense of the Nishan of the Shriyat, where he says that he worked in the Shash, of Shviyat is the Shash of Machlokin. He puts it in some more moral terms. It's living with people harmoniously. What about those things with Akkad? That's what we're going to end with. Shalom the Shalom, Goyim Meidaki Shalom, even though you're using the same Shemayim. Right? You don't prevent them from taking Lekat Shikhu Pei of Meidaki Shalom. That's the Parnassus French. Machnitin Klei Akum Negar Aganov Klei Yisrael Shalom Mazikin Yidei Goyim Shriyas. Now, the cases of Goyim and Jews could be understood either way, as it's in Abram Halacha where because the actual Amon is the same. Or, it seems to me, why I don't think it's a conclusive argument, if one follows the thrust of all the cases of Dr. Schultz and all the cases of Ava, one gets the impression that Dr. Schultz is implied, is used by the Mishnah when there is some kind of moral issue. Right? Where there are enemies that you shall be. To have an enemy, great harmony in the world. No fight wouldn't have an enemy for that. Right? If I think, if faith had it, you were going to be coaching him, that doesn't matter anymore. Dr. Sholem could be. But there should be a fight about it, that they, where Ava seems to be restricted to preventing actual quarrels, Dr. Sholem, in the bulk of cases, just by contrasting all the cases on one list and all the cases on the other list, seems to be used in a broader sense, the takana, to promote harmony, not just prevent dispute. However, as Rabbi Wurzburger points out in his article, it is not crystal clear that all the Yishonim learn that way. It is quite clear that the Rambam does. In Tosafot there are riots with Kanalakam. And it do seem to be sure these are not the only principles that govern Jewish non-Jewish relationships. We spoke about the Chil Hashem aspect, we spoke about the Zegzela anyway, the possibilities of different kinds of non-Jews being treated differently. Where we have Ger Tosha category number one, the Rambam, the question, what kind of Ger Tosha are we talking about? The Meiri Zodo of Dake Hanimus, the question of reciprocity, that a number of Rishonim Acharonim brought out, how they treat us, how we have to respond to them. The Yehuda's argument, not to give coffee tova, we live in someone's country, which would certainly apply in a country like the United States where we're equal citizens.
and the law of the land treats us equally. We treat equally. Our response to function corresponding. This is just really a fraction of a very important and complex topic. I just hope that I would get at least a start. Yes.
We assume that if the Daki Shalom to promote harmony, that made tourism immoral, in a moral basis.
No, I don't know. I'm going to
show you. I think that it's also, at least in the Jewish Christian relationship, it's also very problematic. And I assume that's very problematic. One that would worry about a specific instance. And other than when we assume that it's better to
have. A very good point. Very good point. The distinction that I made in the cases is not conclusive, because the fact that one is a broader principle doesn't mean it's not pragmatic. It just means it's a broad principle. Right? Is one principle deal with a guy who's going to bully down the block? Right? A pragmatic argument that I have to be afraid of the bully. I won't take him on because he'll beat me over the head. And then there's a broad pragmatic thing. The world that's harmonious is better for me. Right? What notion of harmony do you have? It doesn't about treating people nicely. I go with state of my statistics for guardian. Oh, okay. But if it's Jewish, you've got a more positive kind of a more positive kind of a thing.
Does anybody discuss the government's money there, or is there anybody who has to do more?
Well, that's another. Who just seems to.
Oh, we all seem to. Does anybody discuss why it should be so? I mean, at least in the
end, there's a whole. Interesting, you don't find very much written on it. But you do find what appears to be some correlation in the Achronim who talk about these issues in terms of what kind of country they live in. How the Jews are treated in very anti-Semitic countries. Right? They tend to find the argument that these guys are different as non-existent. Right? In the United States, for example, I don't believe, and I really haven't checked all the statements that were made, who knows what was said as apologetics they really meant, that before the Second World War, one found really any statement implying that the Jews, that the non-Jews in the United States are treated like the guy in the Gemara. It was clearly seen as Jews treated very differently in this country. That the society, Jews had full rights in the society. Not to say there wasn't anti-Semitism, but there wasn't legal anti-Semitism. One couldn't do something to hurt the Jew economically, legally. The system was not anti-Semitic. The thinking changed after the war. And it changed for two reasons. One was the tremendous influx of religious Jews who came from countries where Jews were clearly mistreated and persecuted, and where the legalities were just not livable. In communist Russia, one could not survive if one kept the law. No, during the really bad economic times, everybody stole. That's how you live. And in Hungary and Romania and many of these countries, and also in Iran and many of the Arab countries, bribery was the normal way of functioning. Cheating on taxes, that's where the country ran. The people did not see it as breaking the law or cheating the government. That's the way the societies were. Americans were much more, law-abiding kind of citizens. However, secondly, of course, has been with the Holocaust and discovering that the Americans weren't the great heroes that everybody thought they were, and the growing cynicism that exists in the American society amongst non-Jews as well as Jews about the moral stature of the country, right? When presidents get impeached and you always, everybody waits for the next scandal, then the notion that these guys are different and the law abiding and they're moral and the kitar and the animus becomes somehow less convincing In this kind of society, in the society I was brought up as a child, where everybody thought the government and the society is basically a law-abiding society, where people saw the Jews treated very well in this country, and didn't really feel in the sense that it was not a serious problem in the country, and therefore really saw these guys as literally different. As I said, perception applies, particularly if we're working with some notion of reciprocity, right? You treat them to be mayhem, Dinei Nu, like they treat us with Dinei Hem. And that notion does appear. Ready? To show me. And you forgive me for not finishing my time, but my throat is cut.
This society then has a single stance.